Friends, all people need divine forgiveness for their public and private wrongdoing against God and against man. Wrongdoing is called sin. It is misuse of our hearts, minds, tongues, and physical abilities. We sin when we desire, think, say, or do wrong things. We also sin when we do not desire, think, say, or do good. Jesus taught us to daily ask God to forgive our sins. God's perfect justice required a divine plan to provide forgiveness. In unreserved, self-giving love, Jesus the Messiah sacrificed himself, fulfilling the divine plan. He accomplished redemption and established the divine foundation for full and free forgiveness. As Messiah, Jesus' new commandment is to love in the same self-giving way he does. Forgiveness transforms those who cling to Christ to be forgiving people. Christ's golden teaching on forgiveness is in the fifth petition of the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6 chapter. It says, "Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." Friends, later on in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 18, the Apostle Peter asked Jesus, "Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as 7 times? Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you 7 times, but 77 times. Then Jesus told a parable about 2 servants. One owed his master a huge sum of money. The other owed that deeply indebted servant a very small amount. The first was about to lose everything to his master because he could not pay. So he fell on his knees, imploring him, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything." And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. It seems that even with more time, that man could not repay the huge debt. Yet, he came out from meeting his master to encounter a poor fellow servant who owed him a very small sum. Shockingly, his unforgiving behavior contrasts sharply to the kindness of his master. Seizing him, he began to chalk him, saying, "Pay what you owe." So his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you." Yet he refused and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt. Friends, in Jesus' parable, other servants witnessed the whole affair. They were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their master all that had taken place. Then his master summoned him and said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgive you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?" And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. Jesus concludes, "So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart." So the point is clear. Peter had asked Jesus, "Lord, how often will my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? As many as 7 times? Jesus' answer shows that in his kingdom, as undeserving sinners, we enjoy his immeasurable mercy and forgiveness. Our huge debt to our holy Creator Redeemer is our own tremendous personal load of sin, heart, mind, tongue, and deed. In no way can any of us repay. Jesus, the divine Messiah, offered himself as the perfect sacrifice. He received on our behalf the divine just punishment we deserve. Friends, the sign of truly knowing God's gracious forgiveness of our own sins is to graciously forgive others. As we forgive others, we confirm that we experience divine forgiveness. Hallelujah.